Hey, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, San Francisco. Let's hear it for Cheap Pooch. All right, folks, we got two shows left. So we're not going to do a lot of half-stepping on this one, by the way. No BSing on this one. We're going in hardcore, quick. I'm real excited about the playlist today. Actually did a little homework. All right, let's get set up. Want to give a shout-out to my buddy Chris McGee. Had a little going-away party yesterday at the Mission Bar. That was fun. I want to thank everyone who came out. That was a lot of fun. I'm a little hungover, but, you know, a little road soda will take care of that. All right, we're not doing a theme song this week. We're just going to jump in, and I want to make sure I get the first mistake out of the way right now. Oh, there we go. Hey, little animated Spider-Man. Good to see you guys. Have a nice afternoon. All right, so the first few songs I'm going to play are inspired off the Artemis II's Missions playlist. These are three songs. The first three songs I'm going to play are off the Artemis II playlist, which is readily available. Go check it out. I just thought it was very interesting. I mean, they're four different people who probably have different musical tastes, but they're all obviously moon and space based. So let's just jump right in. We'll be right back here at the balcony. I'm glad you're with me.
Mr. Spock. are the name of the kink in rock, rock. Super educated, I'm smarter than Spock, Spock. You ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm telling you, with the echo, I'm telling you.
Made of all the eyes
All right, welcome back to The Balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. I'm pumped for the show, and I hope you are too. We heard Intergalactic by The Beastie Boys off Hello Nasty. And this is the first three songs were off the Artemis II playlist. And then we heard Man of War by Radiohead off OK Computer. And then The Sky is a Neighborhood. Props up to Taylor Hawkins. Rest in peace, brother. That was The Foo Fighters off Concrete and Gold. Okay, so I've had a couple of discussions recently with some people about when Neil Peart was asked, how does it feel to be the greatest drummer in the world? And he said, I don't know, you'd have to ask Karen Carpenter, because it's the story behind the story. And I've referenced this before. There was an article in Playboy magazine in like 76 or 74, I forget, whatever. But they named the top drummers, and Karen Carpenter was the top drummer. I think, yeah, it was 76. Yeah, it was 76. And then that put Bonham into like a depression, and then unfortunately, you know, so long story short, when Neil Peart was asked that question at that time, that was his answer, was about the article in Playboy magazine. So I wanted to play a little Carpenters. And if you don't know, Karen Carpenter is a badass drummer, like super legit drummer. So, all right, we're going to hear a couple. Yeah, we're going to hear Dancing in the Streets by the Carpenters. And then just some music. Like I said, I only got two shows left, so I'm just going to play songs that I enjoy hearing, and I hope you do too. We'll be right back here at The Balcony.
Streets, they'll be dancing in Chicago. Wearing me, showing my good side. gotta tell you.
Accepted. There you go. All right. What a set. So if you're a fan of the show, normally I like to start off with a little female rock. That's been the trend recently. So we heard Here's Where the Story Ends by The Sundays off Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. That's like 10th grade for me. Then we heard The Sugar Cubes. Yes, that's Bjork. That's Bjork's first band. I like Bjork, but I'm way more of a Sugar Cubes fan, without a doubt. That was Hit. And that's around, that's off the album Stick Around for Joy. And then we just heard Liz Phair off her debut record, Rock Me, Liz Phair. Okay, so the next band I just discovered, they're called Fanny Hill. This came out in 1972. It was recorded in 1971. This is their third studio album, considered their best. It was produced by Richard Perry and Jeff Emmerich. I don't know who they are, and I don't expect you to, but they actually do matter because they both produced the Beatles. So, this is an all-female band in 1972 called Fanny Hill. And the song is called Blind Alley. We'll be right back here at the balcony. Welcome back here to the balcony. So that was quite a strong female set. We heard Fanny Hill, the song Blind Alley, 1972, by the way. Then we heard Would Be by Los Noobs off Tormentus Malsanus. Sorry, my pronunciation is off. Then we heard 50 Foot Queenie by PJ Harvey off Rid of Me. And the last one was Mrs. Paul Simon herself, Edie Brickell, with her debut record with Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, Shooting Rubber Bands from the Stars. Love that record. Okay, so I'm going to play one more real strong female singer, and then we'll go into some other rock. But I play Brandi Carlile's Searching With My Good Eye Closed last week. She put out an EP with the three remaining members of Soundgarden as her as the lead singer. That's why she sang with them at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because she had already made an EP with them. Soundgarden is not going to reform. If they were, this obviously is the lady they want to be the singer. I like that trend. No disrespect to Taylor Momsen whatsoever. All right, so this is, and I would never play this song also, which is funny. Like, the only time I would play this Soundgarden song, it would be a cover. So, this is Black Hole Sun. But it's Brandi Carlile. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
Come. hang my head, drown my fear, till you all just disappear.
You're wanting me to say, I won't.
Hey, welcome back here to The Balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. All right. So that Brandi Carlile song, oh my God, Black Hole Sun. Like I said, that's the three remaining members of Soundgarden. So that's like a whole new version of Black Hole Sun. It was insane. I love it. It's only a two-song EP, but it's called The Rooster Says, which is obviously a song or a lyric out of Searching With My Good Eye Closed. Then we just heard the man himself, Chris Cornell, off Euphoria Morning with When I'm Down. All right, so that was the vanilla. Let's keep it a little light, and then we're just going to keep hearing rock tunes for the rest of the show. One new song, though, too. All right, check this cover out.
Mm-hmm. A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you money. No, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Scrub checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass. So no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride.